Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, listen. Today, here at Tony B's, thank you, Tony B, by the way, we want to give you a choice because we here on the Men's Room believe in freedom. As long as that freedom is awkward. You know, things like, would you rather walk in on your father watching porn or your mother watching porn? By the way, there is no good answer. There is no right choice. Just your uncomfortable decision. And I'm still struggling with that one. Maybe my dad, man. I don't know. We'll get back to that. But today, we're not taking phone calls. Oh, no. You, here at Tony B's, you get to answer these questions in front of the judging stares of your fellow patrons. By the way, you're welcome before you say thank you. Now, if you would like to subject yourself to this, all you need to do is find our very own Mike Hawk. He'll get you situated. And in case you haven't figured it out yet, today we're doing our random would you rather question because we really want to get to know you sick bastards. There's no nice way of putting that, no sugarcoating. And today's question is brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. So today, the random would you rather question live at Tony B's.
Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com. And now, watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Tonight, The Rock takes over Everett.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Hold the chills, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season. Episode number 4,443. Live from Tony B's and Ever.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. We've been on the air at KISW for 20 years. This is the last party of the 20-year celebration.
Damn, man. When you put it like that, it's depressing all
no,
of a
it's
sudden.
Not.
It is.
No, it's
Why can't you just say we're here, we're having a good time, not like, but remember.
Well, next year we'll have our 21st
And we can legally drink, which is really cool.
Yeah.
I was saying, Miles, before the show, I said, man, I'm looking out here, and we have a really good-looking audience. I just wish some of them had come out tonight. Actually, Miles said that part.
Wow.
Yeah, Jeez, I know.
Jeez. We need them to answer questions, Steve.
That's right.
They can be angry. It's all right.
The last, Ted versus the FCC for 2025. The Ted Smith has had an absolutely horrible year this year.
Garbage.
Ted versus the FCC. If you listen to our year-end spectacular next Friday, you will hear every miss. That segment's going to last about 20 minutes. But we do have one final Ted versus the FCC.
I did not make the playoff.
No.
Playoffs.
No.
But unlike Notre Dame, I'm still going to keep playing.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Wow. I had to get a dig in.
It's all about Chunky Butt Funk, who was stuck with a funky fork. We're going to try that round two, your last attempt at Ted versus the FCC for the year.
So everybody here can just hear me curse, basically.
Yeah. This is what we call a...
There we go.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah.
I'm on the dump button today. It's my job.
This is bad.
Every time I push it, I poop.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting stuff up here. Ted versus the FCC coming up. Of course, we'll drink a toast here live at Tony V's with the shout of the day that it's Bad Choice Friday time, isn't it?
There it is.
It's Bad Choice Friday. You know it's Bad Choice Friday. Hey, man, this is your fault.
Shame on.
And we figured out today we would basically just salute Tony here at Tony V's for having us down, right?
So why not?
We have a Tony V's inspired.
Yeah, give it up for Tony.
Bad Choice Friday.
I wanted songs with the V in it, but they said no.
Either way, we bring you Tony.
You know it feels good to know that you're by my side. It feels good to know that you're there for me.
The band is Tony.
It's Tony theme. You get it?
I don't think anyone in the band was actually named Tony. Who do you say was the best singer in Tony?
Raphael Sadiq.
Tony.
The hell?
Yeah. I think one guy was named Tony.
Was he that, his ego that big?
Or maybe the chick was named Tony.
Tony, it feels good taking on Tony Basil. There we go. Now the room's gone.
Does anyone honestly like this song?
Apparently the room does.
Only because of the disdain that it brings you, Steve.
Exactly.
Name another song from Tony Basil.
I can't. I don't need to.
We're just going to pick one. No need to vote. Oh, you put up the poll, though.
I put up the poll. How are you voting? It's close.
All right.
Really?
If you follow us on X and Men's Room Live, you can vote there. We'll actually take the voting then on coming up on a Bad Choice Friday. Okay, obviously, we're here for the unwrapped pre-party show.
Uh-huh.
Tonight, Angel of the Winds Arena. Brent Smith and Zach Myers, The Shine Down, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, Sleep Theory, Des Rocks, and Return to Dust.
Yes.
We will be joined, coming up here on the program, by the guys in Return to Dust, and also Des Rocks, who is stopping by as well. Then we'll head over to Angel of the Winds and have a hell of a night, man. It's going to be a great show.
It should be.
Also, the Daily Mix Morning Show, they're going to stop by and
pop in
and join us as well. And today on the program, we've decided that we're going to do our random Would You Rather question.
Real quick, how many people here are actually going to Angel of the Winds after this? I got that sense from you, my friend. All right, good on you, man. Good on you.
We got Yeah Guy right here. He's ready to rock.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Pace yourself.
He might be.
Friday. Random. I say go random, for it, Yeah Guy.
Yeah. Random. Who wants to come up and do a random would you rather question?
Come on.
How did you know Yeah Guy was going to do it?
Come on, Yeah Guy.
Let's go. We don't even need your name. You're just Yeah Guy.
All right, Yeah Guy.
How you doing? What's up, bitches?
How are you, brother?
Hold on. I'm doing awesome.
You got that.
Okay. Here's the question. Ready?
Ready.
Would you rather be 6'7" with a 4-inch penis or 5'5" with an 8-incher? So you can be 6'7".
Well, I'm already 5'5".
So you're gonna
are
take
you 5'5"?
You're going to take the 8-incher? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
I would love to be taller, but come on.
8 inches?
Like, that's an easy ride.
I'm already 5'5", man.
Yeah, you might as well be endowed.
That's why I asked you.
Yeah, I think that one's easy, man. I'll lose the height and gain some penis.
No. Like, I would love to slam dunk a basketball, but 8 inches?
Does that, being 5'5", does that make your penis look bigger?
Excuse me?
I said, does that make your penis look bigger, being 5'5"?
If he's got a look, the answer is no.
Okay.
He's got size 13 shoes, though.
Just check.
Well, thank you. Thank you for stopping by, Tony V's. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely,
man.
You got
it, man.
Have fun tonight. Random. You know what? Good on you, Yeah Guy. I thought he was going to curse. He's on it.
No.
I did too, man.
There's no cursing about money. No cursing allowed.
It's just about the yeah. Random.
Yeah. Random.
Okay.
Oh, my Mike's, God, they're getting hugs.
Sorry, a little reunion going on down here.
You. Nice work already. Okay, are you ready for your random would you rather question?
I'm ready.
Okay. Would you rather come home to your boyfriend or husband absolutely belligerently drunk, absolutely hammered, and you have to deal with it? Or would you rather come home to a drunk raccoon passed out in your bathroom? Your husband is hammered, or a drunk passed out raccoon in your bathroom?
I would absolutely love to see my husband plaster drunk because I haven't seen it. But I would love to see the raccoon that broke into my house.
You would take the raccoon?
Absolutely.
Now, wait a minute.
It'd be better to deal with.
You've never seen your husband drunk, or seldom have seen your husband drunk?
No, he just is not a drinker.
He just does not drink?
He doesn't drink to excess like we do.
Okay, all right. Does he smoke?
Then he doesn't drink. Like, if you're not drinking to excess, I'm like, well, you're not drinking. You're having a drink.
Yeah. He has a beer.
All right.
Really?
Has he always been that way?
Always. Well, since I've known him, and that was like 11 years.
Okay, so did something happen, or has this always been who he is?
He just, I don't know.
Well, sometimes there's an incident, you know what I mean?
I've had a lot of those.
Yeah, exactly. Can't stop you.
It's hard for people on this panel to fathom a guy just doesn't get hammered.
even if he's had an incident.
There doesn't have to be an incident.
He's had his own previous experiences.
Okay, all right.
But, yeah.
So are you the wild one out of the two? If you're going to go to the bar, or is he throwing you over his shoulder and...
100%.
Okay. I like
100%.
It.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Now you heard about the raccoon that passed out in a liquor store in North Carolina. You guys heard that story, right? He breaks into the liquor store. He falls through the ceiling. He knows that if he pushes the bottles off of the shelf, that they will break on the floor, and he gets hammered. Not only does he get hammered, but he's intelligent enough to pass out in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Like most people do.
Now that is a veteran drinker.
Face down on the bathroom floor. Now, here's an update on that story. This is the honest to God truth, all right? The raccoon that was found passed out next to the toilet after ransacking the liquor store in North Carolina and became an internet sensation, which he did. It turns out this was not the first time this animal was dispatched for officers to deal with it. Officers handling the case said this raccoon is, in fact, a repeat offender who will strike again. Because they let it back out in the same areas every time. This is the third offense of this raccoon breaking into liquor stores and getting hammered. It's not the first time. This guy's done it three different times.
Which leads me to believe that my Uncle Ray, may he rest in peace, has been reincarnated as a raccoon.
Yeah.
Because if you knew my Uncle Ray, Raymond. My Uncle Ray, he wouldn't drink a drink. My Uncle Raymond has been drunk forever, and then he died, and I'm pretty sure he died 6 years before anyone could tell, because he just kept babbling anyway. But this raccoon, three times, same raccoon, and so I guess what the authorities are like, listen, man, We're just telling you, this is going to happen again.
We are telling you to lock your stuff up.
And it's always liquor?
It's always liquor.
Is it the same store?
He broke into a 7-Eleven, all right, and got in.
I mean, who hasn't?
And got into the wine and the beer, all right?
You know, raccoons, we call them trash pandas. So you think, man, they broke in my store. They're going to eat my candy. They're going to eat the nuts. Like, no, dude, he's drinking your liquor.
I like that he's upped it from just beer and wine.
And this is
now he's drinking liquor.
This is the second time he's broken into that one ABC store.
All right,
but initially, they did not know what happened. The raccoon was not in the store, passed out.
He got an Uber that
time. So they had no idea who came in and smashed all the bottles, and who trashed the place.
Do we know what his liquor of choice is?
We do not. He just randomly knocks over bottles.
I'm saying whiskey.
It's got to be whiskey.
I'm thinking whiskey.
Whiskey raccoon.
I've also heard he called this guy for a bag.
Yeah. But
hey, this raccoon's out of control, boys.
It's a drop ceiling, so he bangs through the tiles and then falls through the ceiling onto the floor. And then he starts getting hammered once he starts knocking bottles off, right?
Well, sure.
Okay, so the ABC store, they take a picture of this. Then they start selling merchandise. So far, within a week, they've sold $100,000 worth of drunk raccoon on the bathroom floor picture merchandise.
Because nothing says visit our store more like a drunken raccoon in our bathroom.
Yeah.
Would you not go? If you're out buying liquor and it's like, we can go to this store or the one with the drunken raccoon.
But you can buy a t-shirt.
I'm going to the store that has the raccoon.
It is face down right by the toilet. I mean, this guy's a legend.
Make him his own little pen where you just, keep giving him a bottle every night. Exactly. He just sits there and entertains all the people.
I feel like 7-Eleven, based on my experiences there, they can capitalize on this.
Yeah, and you're wearing a PETA shirt. Do you?
I'd read the fine print.
I can't read that far. What
people
is
eating tasty animals.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
This is Travis, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Travis.
Travis. Welcome to the program and the random would you rather question.
Right, liquor and horsey dinosaurs.
Yeah,
liquor.
Oh, he made a rhyme out of it.
Dinosaurs.
Like it.
Yeah.
Who was the guy that called us dinosaurs? Like 10 years ago? He was a weird dude. Because he wasn't being funny. He was trying to be serious. You dinosaurs.
Yeah.
He looked at you, so I'm like, what the?
All right, Travis, here you go. Here's your random would you rather question.
All righty.
Would you rather have everyone know every time you're taking care of business? Everyone knows. Anytime you're doing it, like, there goes Travis.
We get an alert on our phone like an Amber Alert.
Oh, he's doing it again.
That's a Travis alert.
That's right. Three times before noon. Or always smell like sweaty ass. So you just reek. Or everyone knows when you're shucking the corn.
Waxing the carrot. Punching the clown.
I'm sorry. I got to go with the first one. I can't. The second one. No,
it's like an Amber Alert. They'll put it on signs on the interstate.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Post it on Facebook.
Travis is whacking.
Okay, it's now this o'clock. Yeah, there he goes again. Yeah.
I'm right there with you, man. I'm right there with you.
Well, plus it could work in his advantage because then people would be like, man, he hasn't done it in a month. What's he saving up for?
Yeah, exactly.
Lent.
I can't do the second one. It's just like, ugh.
Look, I can't do it, man. Everyone will know.
Yeah,
I
mean? Exactly.
So you can have sex with me instead.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah, you got no chance of getting
Travis,
laid.
Where'd you come from? Where are you in from?
Basically, I'm staying at a homeless shelter, sadly.
Are you close? How did that happen? What happened?
I got fired, and I was trying to work with the state to pay my bill. The state basically dragged their feet. I thought I had money saved up. Turns out I didn't. And when I called my broker, she said, oh, yeah, your $23,000 that you had, turns out it's gone.
Well, that sucks.
I'm like, how much do I have left? She said, you're down to $137.
We get a break, I'll buy you a beer, all right?
All right, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Hey, listen, man, I've been homeless myself.
Yeah.
It gets better. Now, here I am with these idiots, right? I mean, it can be done, brother. Yeah.
It's not going to get better is what he's saying.
That's my point. It only gets worse.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, man.
All right, thank you.
Absolutely.
He probably doesn't have any private time then.
No.
So no alerts.
No, but then we all know because we end up
time.
In the news.
All right. I respect that, Travis. He's like, I still find time.
This is coming from the man that admitted yesterday that he faked being sick to stay home from school so he could masturbate all day.
What was the name of the movie?
I have no idea, but it's 1997. Like, there wasn't a ton of films going around.
So if I'm on the receiving end of getting the notification that one of you guys is shucking the corn.
Yes.
Do I get the chance of, like, do I get to like it? Like, hey, good job.
Yeah.
Do I get to comment on it? Like, do I get to see what it is that you're looking at for inspiration?
I cannot see what I'm looking at.
Like a beer buddy situation?
I would like it to be a request for a FaceTime. You know what I mean?
Right.
What are you doing, Miles? But it has nothing to do with the phone.
That really ups the ante, though, if it also shows you what I'm watching. Yeah.
Right. And it doesn't even have to be actual visual. It just, here's the title of it.
Yeah. Here's the category.
Like, doggone it, Ted.
The category might be worse than the title.
Right. Correct.
You know, that's something you want to really keep private. You know, they don't really do an algorithm on that. I don't believe. Do they?
they have a suggestion area.
You might like this because you like that weird ass.
Was it VHS or was it a DVD?
It was a VHS, Miles, and okay. It had been, you know, it's an all guys school. It had been going around. It got to my day, and I just said, "Oh, I'm gonna fake sick, and stay home and watch this thing."
Do you think your buddies knew why you weren't in school?
100%.
Okay,
they did know.
Yeah,
because they knew it was your turn.
Correct, and then I had to return it the next day.
Were you the only one out of your group that did not make it to school one day?
I don't know, but it was like a hierarchy. So to get it on the weekend, you had to be like a starter on varsity. I was not.
All right.
But you also have to, typically the VHS and DVD player is in the living room.
Remember the small TVs that also had a VHS player in it?
Yes.
I had one of those in my bedroom.
Oh, you did?
For sports.
For sports.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what it was. Sports. Okay.
Skin stalking. The new sport.
Good times.
Well, the heartbeat was up. You're right. It was a bit of cardio.
Yeah. Has anyone's iPhone ever said, "Hey, you're overexerting yourself on the master bed"?
No.
Right, because like if your heartbeat
your
goes
watch,
up,
like your Apple Watch.
Well,
listen.
Are you okay? Yes.
Okay.
Leave me alone.
Do most people here? And just be honest. Do you have a normal place where you sit at home? Like if you're watching TV, do you sit in the same spot where you eat, where you rest, all that stuff? You have the same spot for masturbation.
I do not.
It's different. You have it, but you only do it in one place.
I don't.
You do it all over the house.
Well, not quote-unquote all of them. But I got kids, man, so you really need to make a determination about where you're least likely to get busted, because that's just not a conversation I want to have with my children.
Okay.
It's really not. So far, so good. Although,
is there a lock on that door?
There's not a lock, but my wife and I, it was about a year ago, whatever, man, we snuck down to the guest bedroom. We thought we're being all sneaky. Anyway, we had sex. We go upstairs, and both of my kids look distraught. They're like, "Dad, we heard the dog puking. But we can't find the vomit anywhere."
Yeah.
And I realize that's the combination of me and my wife. I'm like, when we have sex, we sound like a puking dog.
Where I live in Fremont, man, they don't move half their stuff. They move what they want, but they leave the other half out on the sidewalk for people to take, right? And my daughter and I are walking back from dinner one time, like a couple years back.
Oh, no.
And there's an office chair that's sitting outside of an apartment complex. And she goes to sit in. I was like, "Don't sit in that chair." "Do not sit in that chair. I know what was done in that chair.
It's the bad chair."
Oh, yeah.
"Nobody's going to take that chair."
You went down to that chair, didn't you, Miles?
No, I didn't get that chair. It was his chair.
Yeah, exactly.
More of the random Would You Rather question coming up as we are live from Tony V's in Everett Unwrapped tonight. An acoustic holiday. We'll be right back.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
We'll be seeing Brent and Zach tonight at the show, Angel of the Winds Arena. Tony B's, how we doing? You guys having a good time? We got more of the random...
We know you are, my brother.
Random Would You Rather question coming up. That's a fact.
That guy wrote a book.
I know. You wouldn't think that. My man, Yeah Man.
Yeah Man wrote a book.
He wrote a book, and I'm going to tell you what his goal is, and it's actually pretty cool. The general concept that we got from this. So this guy's been to, 2,000 concerts, somewhere around there. But his goal, and this is pretty badass, I like this, is to be the first fan inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How cool would that freaking be to get recognition from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Say, hey, man, without cats like you, these bands aren't doing it, right?
Yeah.
So that's,
yeah.
That is cool.
That's absolutely a fact.
Yep. Why not rock and roll?
That's right.
So, speaking of with Shinedown, we've been here for 20 years, and one of the first bands that we got a chance to interview was Shinedown.
And we had no idea who they were.
Yeah, we'd never heard of them before. We were playing their song. They were brand new at the time, and 20 years later, they've sold millions and millions of records. They are incredibly successful. They are multimillionaires.
They've gone through the whole, I'm on drugs, I don't want to go to rehab, yeah, get fit thing. That's not when they're passed.
Yeah, and we're the same. We haven't, nothing's changed.
We're right here.
Yeah. With no more money.
Nothing's happened. Yeah. Not a single thing.
Not a nicer home, nothing like that.
No, not at all.
What about the yacht?
Yeah, what about that yacht?
God, I love it.
I'm sure someone in Everett's got a yacht.
Just saying.
Our buddy BT's got a boat.
He sold it. The times we've interviewed those guys, just like anything else, you know, you're growing up, you're a different person. We've seen Brent when he was kind of more on more of a bender, so to speak.
To put it mildly, yes.
You know, we've seen the band change, a couple of guys in the band. But either way, man, they're still kicking ass, and we're looking forward to seeing them because just like us, man, it seems like, you know, for 20 years, if that's the first band that you interview.
Oh, yeah, it's kind
of cool at the end of our 20-year anniversary party that they're the band that we get to sit down and talk to coming up at Angel of the Winds Arena. So
yeah.
That's pretty badass. Okay, who wants to take a shot at the random Would You Rather question? We have anybody who wants to come up?
We have Danny V from the
Daily Mix
Morning
Show. Oh,
Danny
V.
Now, I know what a lot of you are thinking. Is Danny V related to Tony V? Here's our opportunity to find out.
Yes. Not that I'm aware of, but I don't know where my dad is.
Okay. All right. Now it's time for the surprise.
Jesus.
All
right,
you never know. Tony's your dad.
Wow. Jesus. We just got BJ'd there.
Yeah.
What do you guys got planned for tonight?
Oh, you know, crazy sweaters, hanging out with you guys, getting drunk. I don't know. Eggnog, yeah. I would imagine.
How many sweaters have you bought just being on that show?
I currently in my closet, I think I have 15.
How many pairs of shoes do you own?
Three.
How often do they match?
Never. They didn't. Well, except for one pair of Nikes, and that's about it.
You got a nice pair of Air Maxes. They match.
Yeah, that's the only ones.
All right,
and I'm lucky that I haven't gotten those mixed up with other ones yet either.
How's the emo night thing going? It seems like you're going all around the country now, right?
It's great. Yeah, there's one tonight. Actually, I'm going there after this.
How do you do that? I mean, you're waking up at what time? 4 o'clock in the morning?
My alarm goes off at 3:15.
3:15.
Yeah. Woo.
And you did the show. You guys did the show live this morning.
Yeah.
And then I see you have a stage announcement at 10:30, which just makes me laugh.
Yes. Because, of course,
why did they do that to you?
I have no idea.
10:30, you know?
And yeah, 10:30.
And then after that, you're going to go, and where's the show at?
It's Numos, downtown Seattle. And
oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, do that, finish there around 2, and then tomorrow I wake up, fly to Albuquerque, do an emo night in Albuquerque tomorrow night till 2 a.m. and then fly back Sunday and then do the show all next week.
Wow. Well, you have time to stop in Dino's.
Dion's. You're close. Yes, of course. There's always Dion's happening in Albuquerque.
That's a pizza place, right?
Yes,
it is. Pizza chain. You're going to get a chance to see your daughter.
Yes, of course.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Does she like your music or is she just like, oh, God?
No, damn. Of course not. She listens to, like, I pop stuff. I don't even know what she listens to anymore.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
No, she that's not cool anymore. She's 11. Oh, she's 11 in middle school and she informed me that that's not cool anymore. So do not talk about K-pop Demon
Is that
Hunters.
Still cool?
Is what?
Are you still cool?
I mean, I hope so.
Have you ever been cool? I mean, that's kind of the
no.
thing. Like, yeah, my kids have never said that I'm cool. Like, they love me. And they respect me, but they've never said I'm cool, and I understand why.
They just ruthlessly make fun of me.
Yeah, and I think
that's what I found.
At this point, she's getting to the point where I can start embarrassing her, so she probably thinks I'm not cool at all.
That's kind of one of the best times of my life. My my daughter, she had a big sleepover for her birthday. I don't know what the hell they did, but all the girls came home at one time. I was already home, unbeknownst to my daughter. I was waiting for her in the kitchen dressed as Urkel. And the look on her face when she opened the door was pure hatred and embarrassment. And she actually ran to her bedroom. Then I chased her down the hall. She locked her bedroom door, wouldn't let me in. But her friends loved it.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I really, at least consciously, embarrassed my daughter. And man, that's all I want to do now.
When she gets a boyfriend or whatever, you're going to tell him the story about just all of the turds that you could not flush down the toilet that she made?
Oh, I'm not going to do that, but if you know my daughter, what I have said, and I mean this honestly, if she brings a boy home, and look, you know they're going to kiss your ass because I'm the dad. And, yes, Mr. Hill, no. Like, I get it. I know why you're here. Don't try to con me, but I'll tell you what. I will pay for your first date. If you come back for a second one, good on you, brother. That you just have just take her out for pizza.
Saying good luck.
And when you watch her eat a slice of pizza, if you're not completely just mortified by that experience, then please keep dating her. You might be a keeper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Danny, how long have you been on the morning show now? Is it a decade?
It'll be 10 years in May.
10 years in May.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
I know.
Congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Any job in radio over 5 years, somehow you've hit the lottery.
Over 2 years. When we got the job here in Seattle, Miles and I, this is no lie, we're like, all right, well, we got this gig in Seattle, and we're like, we'll probably be done in 2 years and have to move somewhere else because that's just how radio works. I cannot believe that it's been 20 freaking years that we're here, man.
Yeah.
I mean, even other people in radio are like, what? I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Lived in an apartment together. That was a complete mess. We just got drunk constantly.
We did, man.
So I mean, that's different from now how?
Because we're doing it separately.
We don't live together.
Oh, okay, got you.
That's all. It's separate.
It's four different
just
locations
at the station.
Now.
Yeah, I get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Danny was across the street from a giant cathedral, too.
Ooh.
So every Sunday morning, there was a lot of bells.
Probably to remind us.
Yeah.
How would you feel about doing a would-you-rather question?
Let's
You're
go.
A would-you-rather kind of guy.
Yeah, why not?
Danny V, would you rather be arrested twice for public sex or arrested twice for public masturbation?
Oh, arrested twice for public sex.
For public sex?
Yeah.
What's the most public sex you've had?
In the Space Needle.
In the Space Needle?
Yeah. The first year that I moved here, me and my girlfriend went up there and we had sex in the bathroom. What?
Was it a unisex bathroom?
Am I the only one?
Was it a unisex bathroom?
No. It was in the men's room.
It was in the men's room.
Yeah.
Atta boy.
Were you thinking of us while it was happening?
I was, yeah.
Is there a window in there? Can you see out?
No, there was not, unfortunately.
Are there multiple stalls or?
I mean, there was like two, I think. Two or three, maybe from two urinals.
From an elevation standpoint, is that the highest you've ever had sex?
Well, no, because I'm part of the Mile High Club, too.
For real?
Yeah.
I hope this was in the bathroom as well.
All right.
So you've actually had sex at 30,000 feet.
Yes, on a flight to Denver, actually, going to a wedding.
Denver!
All right. Was this a red eye?
No, it was not.
It was a brown eye. This was middle of the day. What
was the strategy? So in other words, what was the plan you guys came up with to pull this off?
Oh, if I remember correctly, this was so long ago. She got up and she was just like, meet me in the bathroom. And I was like, all right. So I just got up, knocked on the door and went in and no one noticed.
Ladies, you see how easy that is?
Yeah, it's very
easy. You literally just say, meet me in the bathroom. But, we don't say, but we're on the plane. We go, okay.
But when one person walks out, like I'm standing there, I'm assuming that I can walk in.
Sure.
So
there was no one in line. I mean, by the time we walked out, I feel like at that point we didn't care anymore. So we had a couple of shots.
Do you think anybody noticed? Was anyone looking at you? You didn't have.
Oh, I'm positive somebody had to have noticed. You always see those videos like online of, you know, somebody like filming it, and I'm like, I bet you were somewhere.
Sure. Yeah. And how did you do it? I mean, what? There's not a lot of room in those bathrooms. You know, I mean, like, what was the? You know, like,
what is the position? Right, is what we're saying. There's just not a lot of room.
I bet you could figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty. I mean, well, I'm not that tall, guys.
Because my head hits the thing. Was there any turbulence?
No, there was no turbulence.
Okay. Oh, then you're not doing
anything. Except for the one that I brought. Hey, no, no.
Were you trying to hurry up, or were you taking your sweet time?
Oh, no, you try to hurry. Well, because at that point, like, you do have to get, like, in the mindset of, like, okay, we're either going to get caught, and we just have to own it, or you're not going to be able to.
I've only had a Biscoff cookie that high. Never a real one, you know?
Yeah, you should.
All right, so public sex.
Yeah, public sex easy.
Who are you guys interviewing up at Angel of the Winds?
Everyone besides, I believe, the Pretty Reckless and Shinedown. So we got Sleep Theory. We're talking to everyone else that's here tonight.
All right. Yeah,
Daughtry. We're talking to Daughtry.
Talking to Wolf Van Halen?
Yes, we are. We're talking to Wolfie, which we met him this summer when we went to the Creed concert. Mind you, that was the greatest time ever talking to Wolfie. So.
Was it really?
Yeah, they were so nice.
And thank you for calling him Wolfie, because Miles and I were saying Wolfie yesterday, because that's what we kept hearing.
Sure.
And then Ted and Mike are like, dude, are you sure he wants to be called Wolfie? Which I'm not sure.
I mean, to be fair, he might not want to be called that, but we called him that.
Okay.
I feel like that's a nickname. You got to know the dude before you start calling him Wolfie.
Well, once you introduce yourself, you know someone.
Did you get to hang out with Scott Stapp or any of those guys from Creed?
Oh, we took a picture with Scott.
Well, okay. He's a tall dude.
No, he's very short. He's probably a little shorter than me, actually.
Is he really?
Yeah, my favorite part about it was that he was wearing a hoodie that had cut-off sleeves and then studs from, like, Hot Topic. You like those metal studs? And I was like, man, you can't make this up.
Well, he's from Tampa, Florida.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's from Hot Topic. And I was like, yeah, pretty much.
No, he's from Florida. That's standard issue.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like it's awesome how much fun you and Steve had. And then I talked to Taryn the next day. She was like, yeah, God, I hated it.
Why? Oh, no, she doesn't like Creed?
No, don't get me wrong. I hate Creed.
Oh, what?
But the concert.
You're a divorced dad. That's divorced dad rock to a T.
No, I know. Them and Nickelback, I just will never get on board with. But it was, I mean, the concert itself was fun. And the greatest part was that I only had to sit through a song, like a half a song of Creed. And then we went to just hang out and talk to people.
All right. That's the way to do it.
It was raining during Higher, though. And I think there was a lot of people hugging, and including Steve and I.
What has been one of your favorite moments here after 10 years at KSW? Do you have one that just kind of sticks out?
I honestly, probably getting to introduce The Offspring on stage. They're my favorite band. They've been my favorite band since I was 12 years old. And they played, Sabroso Taco Fest down at White River. And they asked me to do the stage announcement. So I got to go.
So you got tacos and stage announcement?
Yes. Jesus. And I got to hug Dexter, and it was like amazing.
Was he okay with that?
I mean, probably.
It's got to be everyone from New Mexico's dream right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Tacos and Offspring.
The Offspring, yeah. Okay. That was probably my favorite, though. But then every single Pain in the Grass we did, where we got to go up and say hi to all the Rockaholics, that's Mecca. That's like what I always wanted to do. Be on a rock station, introduce rock bands on stage, and, you know, get to hang out with all of you guys. So.
Oh, yeah, well said.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Danny V, everybody.
We'll see you guys over there.
Yeah, man.
Son of Tony V.
That's right.
We're just running with that now.
Child. You can eat and drink for free here, you know?
Yeah.
You can do anything you want.
Just say, hey, Dad, hook me up.
I'll tell you what, it's a Christmas miracle. He's finally meeting his dad, Tony V.
I know, exactly. And you're here for this. Wow. I mean, this is an angel just got its wings somewhere, man.
Exactly.
I can feel it.
You know what happens in New Mexico apparently moves to Seattle.
There it is. Well, the reason we asked, would you rather be arrested twice for public sex or arrested twice for public masturbation?
Sadly.
We head down to Florida, where a 45-year-old Florida woman is, for the second time in 3 months, facing criminal charges for publicly receiving oral favors from a male acquaintance in the middle of a Winn-Dixie parking lot. That's the grocery store down there.
Coming up on Headlines.
Yes.
I just want to point out, by the way, I saw her mugshot. It's amazing that it's happened twice in her life.
Agreed. They were charged with indecent exposure, disorderly intoxication, engaging in an unnatural...
It's natural.
...and lascivious act in connection with their noon tryst. This happened at noon in the parking lot. Not in the car. Not in the car. On the parking lot. On the concrete.
To be fair, Steve, he wasn't looking at her face.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a good point.
I think next time I get one of those, I'm going to call it getting an old Winn-Dixie.
Responding to a 9/11 call about people having sex outside of that supermarket, a cop found three people laying on the ground in the parking lot. Three of them. Specifically, the woman was on her back with her pants down. Marshall
Lowry,
that's
an easy way to do it.
Was the top of her facing the opposite direction.
Oh!
With his head down there. That's when the sheriff came up with his lights on. At the time, she was pulling her pants down further when the cop was there, exposing all the things to the public. You're not going to believe this. They were, in fact, intoxicated.
I'm shocked.
But wait, there's more.
There is. We got a man who was arrested twice in 1 week for exposing himself in public. Multiple witnesses observed the man sitting on a bench outside of a library with his pants down, actively masturbating.
Well, books get people excited, man.
Robert Rice, 58, was taken into custody without incident. But just days later, police responded to Firehouse Subs.
Oh!
The same dude. He's going at it again. Investigation revealed Rice had been observed masturbating outside of the Firehouse Subs and the library in front of customers. He was placed under arrest once again for indecent exposure and trespass.
What was the order? Like, what sub did he eat that got him so excited?
There's a lot of meat.
I think he was just watching other people eat. You know.
I've never been to a Firehouse Subs. Do we have those around here?
I don't know.
I think there's one here in Everett.
Is there a Firehouse Subs here?
Yes. There is.
Yes, there is. Is it any good?
Okay. Well, sit outside of it and masturbate. Apparently, that's the thing to do.
Yeah. Okay.
We have
Mike,
Sarah.
Mike, who do we have up there?
We have Sarah. Give it up for Sarah, ladies and gentlemen.
Sarah. Okay.
Sarah.
Good afternoon.
Has anyone ever filleted you in a Winn-Dixie parking lot?
Not in a Winn-Dixie.
Not in a Winn-Dixie. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have so,
she's a Bucky's girl. I can feel it.
Well, we're in Everett, so I'm going to get safe.
Okay.
Is it a park? It's fine.
Oh, there
all right.
You go.
Well, but you're being for real.
Well, we asked Danny V. Where have you been a little adventurous?
I actually locked my keys in the car, and my dad had to drive from Auburn. And me and my now husband, we're like, well, what are we going to do for an hour? So there was the sun was going down at the park. There's no one here.
So was the husband.
And there was a cement salmon that had a slide.
Oh. You had sex on top of a salmon.
It was
cement
it was
salmon
on the slide.
What did that smell like?
Concrete. Concrete.
That was a statue.
That was good, yeah.
That sounds kind of romantic. You ever had sex on a cement salmon?
It's nice.
That's the
nice.
Sun setting.
All right.
Yeah. Little vino.
That's the beginning of a romance novel.
Were you able to look out on the water? Was it a park that overlooked the sound?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it
really?
It was in Seattle, yeah. I forget what park.
Okay.
That would be the park by our old neighborhood.
You think?
Was there sculptures?
Yeah, it was a huge cement salmon that had a slide going right through the middle.
I'm
going
to find that and say, hey, I know a woman that had sex on this thing.
I'm going to just smell it. Yeah. She was here. All right. So here's your question. Would you rather walk in on your parents in the middle of a horrible argument or walk in on them having some extremely dirty sex?
Well, the second one kind of already happened when I was a kid.
How old were you?
Were they on a cement salmon?
No.
Were they wrestling?
No.
What did they tell you they were doing?
Me and the neighbor girl, we were outside playing, but we came in the house.
Mm-hmm. So did they.
Yeah.
Everybody was.
Exactly,
Look out.
Yeah. I'd probably would rather do the first. Absolutely.
You'd rather walk in on your parents in the middle of an argument?
I would.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
Since I've seen my parents argue.
I already saw the second one. I don't want to see it again.
what's just burned into your brain? What is the, if you can be PC about that?
My dad's bare ass.
All right. Does he have a flat one or does he got a nice bubble butt? What's he got?
I don't remember that much.
Okay.
And who was on top?
Oh, it's like, I was, I don't know, 11 or 12.
And still burn into your head.
Oh, yeah, it's there. Yeah.
I don't think we have to walk her through the whole, trauma.
Did you,
obviously it was freaking horrible.
Did you make eye contact with either one of them?
No.
Okay,
and the neighbor girl took off. And then my parents had to go talk to the neighbors and be like, sorry your kid saw this.
That's the awkward part.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you ran to your friend's house.
It was our direct next door neighbor.
And then you said, "Yeah."
They're like, "What's going on?" And I'm like, "Nothing."
I mean, did you know what? Were you old enough to know what they're?
Okay. We were old enough to know. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean that's terrible. I mean, my dad, God rest his soul, I'm just picturing him all crouched up at the end of the bed, working hard, like, ugh. It's probably dripping sweat,
putting in work.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen them argue. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, that's what I said. I've seen my parents argue. I can't remember what any one of them was about. I've never seen them have sex. I do not want to, but if I did, I promise you I'd remember every detail.
Real quick, what band are you looking forward to seeing the most? Which band are you looking forward to?
I really like the Pretty Reckless, but I'm super excited about Shinedown.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Have a wonderful time today. Thank you for coming by Tony V's. We appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Absolutely. Well, there you go.
And we'll be interviewing both.
Yeah. Exactly.
The VIP. That is correct. Yeah.
Yeah, we're VIP today, apparently, which means we just have to keep working when we get there.
I don't know if you guys noticed this. I'm not saying that our bosses think we are unqualified, but the only bands they're letting us interview at the VIP are bands we've already spoken to.
That's correct.
They're like, no, nothing new for you. Just stick with people you've talked to.
More of the random Would You Rather question coming up. We are live from Tony B's and Everett.
Yes.
Free fun party for the Unwrapped show tonight at Angel of the Winds Arena. By the way, if you are listening, Tony B's, absolutely free to get in if you're 21 years of age. I'll stop by before the show. There are some tickets remaining, $55. You can get into that show tonight at Angel of the Winds. All right, we'll take a break and be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.